And welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 366. And we're 1 year in. Did you ever think we'd see the day?
No.
I'm sure Jonathan did, though. And I well remember Paul in Ohio saying he could do with 6 months of Marooned. Yeah. How are we all doing? Hello, Renee. Hello, Jonathan. Happy birthday, COVID. Yeah, there's that as well, isn't there? Oh, dear. Hello, Paul. Good morning to you. Happy lockdown leap year. Yeah, we're leap year as well, on top of everything else. Oh, Jonathan. Naughty, naughty Jonathan. Thank you, Kim. The question is, will we see 2 years? Do you think we will? I think we'll leave that and debate that very soon. Very soon. Oh, Paul's doing fine. Excellent. Good. Hey, just think, Paul, this time last year, you were pondering a house move. And now the house is built and you're there. Good grief. Been that long. Don't say that, Johnny. Well, I don't think... Did Jonathan ever predict a year? Can you remember, Jonathan? 6 months was definitely mentioned. And then it was like, I think it's going to be a little bit more than that. And of course, yay! Well, if the uptake of the vaccine slows down because of the AstraZeneca thing, could well be. Could well be. Having said that, marking the year today, we have heard Northern Ireland are coming out of their national lockdown. I think that's the middle of April. And didn't Scotland say something similar yesterday,
Mike? Yeah, a haircut in Scotland on April the 5th.
Do you have to go to Scotland to get said haircut? I think you probably do. Yeah, but you're probably not allowed to enter the country. But it looks like lockdown is being lifted. Oh, Jonathan says, after COVID, I don't know what to do from 7 o'clock onwards anymore. Can't even remember what I did before COVID. Do you know when we said that to each other? When we reached the second birthday of MacBytes After Hours and said, what did we used to do on a Friday? We had absolutely no recollection. The only thing I could say was, if there was a Catenian do, we were probably out. And the other thing that I would have remembered would have been, have I got news for you? Which is on a Friday. So I may have watched that. But the rest of the time, no. But that one's carrying on, so that one's fine. So it's just marooned. Oh, Kim will be eating her dinner alone. Oh, no, we can't have this. Shall we morph it into something else? Shall we morph it into the Mac News? The daily Mac News for like 10, 15 minutes.
We could call it Dinner with Johnny and Kim.
We could. Mm. We could, yeah. So, do you all remember this time a year ago? Getting an email of, we're in lockdown. Let's chat for a bit. Do you all remember that? Let me know if you do. Alex says, happy birthday. Thank you very much, Alex. Paul does know what he'll be doing at 5 or 6 a.m. Would it involve sleep? Which is a far better idea. Oh, no, I don't like to think of anybody being alone. No, it's not good, that. It's not. So, throughout lockdown, what was your favourite Mac-related story? And does that include the lady pipe? Because I've got a sneaking suspicion. Right, what big stories have we covered and all had a giggle over? And the lady pipe has to be the number one. Who can remember how we even started that discussion? Hmm. Oh, Renee
the
says...
Toilets at Old Trafford.
Oh, yeah, Toilets at Old Trafford was a good one.
Well, that's how we started.
That's how we started. Quite right. Renee doesn't think he was here a year ago, jumped in halfway. Well, you're most welcome. Were you here for the lady pipes? Yes, what happened was, it was a story about Old Trafford. Wasn't it planning permission for what looked like TARDISes but weren't? Let's see if I can find the original story. It's all men, you see, you might know. Oh, was it that one? Oh, good grief, no. That's a Yellow Pages guide to where toilets are. No, I'm not seeing that. How weird. Basically, can you find the picky, Mike? Can you find the picky? You must be able to find it because it's an Old Trafford related thing. But they'd put in street toilets at Old Trafford. So they look like a TARDIS. Apparently some European cities have them as well. I know in France when we visited, they weren't exactly like this. They were very old and quaint. They had saloon doors on them. So they were actually like a recess in a building that had these saloon doors on. But you could see from the saloon doors, you could see the bottom, you could see the top. And you could see that it was a brick wall in front of it. Mum was like, why is there a set of saloon doors and then a wall in front of it? So as we went round the block for the third time, because Dad was lost and he was driving on the opposite side of the road, we saw a guy.
There you go. It's those. Peapods.
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 Yeah. Right. We'll post that link in. On the third trip round, we saw a guy open these doors and they didn't open inwards. They opened outwards. She was very curious until she realised what was happening. And then she was like, OMG, and looking the other way. Terribly British. So these ones that have been installed at Old Trafford, the Peapods that are on the way now. There it is, evening news. So have a gander at those. That was what started the lady pipes. Because as I was making the point, ladies can't really use those. At which point the lady pipe became a thing. Only I don't think that's what they call them, is it? And Tracy, massive congratulations to Tracy. Hang on, we need one of these here. Tracy, first one to compete. The Marooned at MacBites headquarters marathon. Poor woman. How was it, Tracy? Congratulations. There's definitely going to have to be some kind of award for this, with year one tagged on the bottom. If you look back up the chat, we're already discussing and pondering the opportunity for a year two award. Do you think we'll make 2 years? If you'd have said to me a year ago, will you still be here? I'd have probably guessed it'd all be over, including the shouting by Christmas. In terms of people aren't stupid. And if people hadn't have been stupid, the COVIDiots, there's a new word that appeared in the last year, maybe we'd be in a much better place. But no, we're still locked in here. So I'm not going to say no to still being here a year from now, because I would have said that last year and look how that ended. Who thinks we could still be here this time next year? I find the lady pipe. I don't know how I found the lady pipe, but it must be in here somewhere. It was an Amazon thing. It's taken me to one of my items, but that's not what I'm looking for. Right. How am I going to find this? There we go. Nearly there. Halfway there. Got the female bit. Right. There it is. Only, obviously, it wasn't actually called a lady pipe. We called it a lady pipe, which was the one
it
with the video.
It was Kim that introduced us to a lady pipe when she was in an aeroplane.
Oh, yes, that was another fabulous one. Right. Foldable and discreet, etc. So this is something similar to the lady pipe that we had a look at. But there was one with a video. And, it was the video that got me. I couldn't believe the video. I love the way they show you how it works and stuff. It's like, no, please, leave it be. Oh, this one's got questions and answers. I'll bet you in the question, let me have a look. Is it possible to use this while seated in the passenger seat of a car? Does it work?
There was one about kayaking, wasn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
There?
That's what I'm looking for. There's some questions here. And every single one that we looked at said, can you use it kayaking? Would a toddler be able to use this whilst supervised? There's some of these questions. It's like, really? Have we got any other funny questions? Oh, does it contain any latex? Obviously, they've got some kind of kinky thing going on. Oh, no, this one doesn't mention a kayak. But that took us on to Jonathan, who's by a lovely waterway where people were kayaking to work, weren't they, Jonathan? That was a new one, to kayaking to work in Manchester. It blows my mind, that. Having said that, we then had the superheroes, didn't we, on the barge in the year. That was another thing that happened. But yes, I think we're going to have to say, and Jonathan's first thought when he saw these kayakers was, lady pipes. You see, without maroons, you would never have thought on that. Never thought of it. I believe there are people allergic to latex. I saw that in something like ER or Chicago Hope many years ago. And it was a lady that was with a young guy. And I think, I'm trying to remember, I think it was him that had the allergy. And she'd had like a latex glove on and she'd put her hand on his back. And when she moved it, there was like bright red where the latex thing had been. Although that wasn't where he had the original problem. Obviously, he was with a new partner. Let's just leave that there. Oh, yes. Oh, Kim enjoyed the clap for carers. Yeah, I think that worked because it was the summer. And they tried to bring it back January time. It's pitch black. It's freezing. And it didn't really work. And that one was going to be Clap for Heroes. That was everybody. Alex has got a similar one called a shiwi. Oh, I think we did mention the shiwi. These names are fantastic. I would say, does it work well? There you go. If you put that in, a shiwi flexi. Oh, and there's some in little packets as well. Oh, this is amazing. And have you noticed how many of them seem to be pink? Hmm. 5 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars, 5 stars. Clearly I'm missing this. Oh, apart from the bottom one that says 1 star with one word. Leaks. Not good. Which takes us on to the leaks, doesn't it? I've got a picture of you waving two leaks. Mm. Different kind of leak. There you go.
Didn't get any leaks this week.
A shiwi. Looks like it can double an NR2 boy pipe. Well, whatever. Whatever.
You noticed
what?
That on the website, you always see pictures of people out walking.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, you can get caught short in the car, can't you?
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
You could. Is this something profound going to be coming?
No,
it's an observation.
It's an observation.
Nothing profound.
No.
No, we didn't feel it necessary to buy one for Lola. Let's put it like that. But yeah, the lady pipes came as quite a revelation to me. Never seen anything like it. And somewhere we're going to have the original link with the video. And it was the video that did it for me. You know, I mean, obviously we all know what this does. Does it take a video? And then when it did, I was just like, no, make it stop. Let's see. Shall I see if I can find it? I wonder if I would have put video. More likely lady pipe. Let's see what it comes up with when I look through our system for the last year for lady pipe. It's having a ponder. This is Notion. the lady pipes. Smart lady pipes. You should get Mikey a lady pipe. Through the eye with the lady pipe. Oh, it's coming up with lots. What else have we got? This was another one. This was a show from last October where somebody suggested, I think we were talking about the murder board, and somebody suggested Mike as Colonel Mustard with the lady pipe. Oh! What else have we got? This is all from the chat, you say. Oh, I can follow all of this. Do you remember the Lady Pipe XL? It's just brilliant. Oh, I need to try and find one that's got a link, though. Would that have a link? If I open that, would that have a link? Well, you never know. You never know. But definitely, Lady Pipes were where it was at, I think. Definitely. Good night, Jonathan. The build-up to birthday too. We'll be at that point, I'm telling you. Alex bought it in a case, needed to use it in a run, never use it in anger, just in case. It's one of those things, you know, you never know. You never know, you might. What got us laughing about it was mainly this video, you know, how to use a lady pipe. Really? Oh, yeah, that was a thing. and all the other things that we have laughed at throughout the year. What was introduced? What do we get from Apple? We got the...
Nothing.
Oh, we did. We got the iPad that Jonathan and I felt it would have been a bit icky to buy, so we didn't. It only had the LiDAR camera as the change, so we didn't. We didn't do that. We pondered a phone, but we didn't do that. What else did they bring out? Oh, the HomePod Mini, because Paul got a dozen of them. We didn't do that either. And now the HomePod RIP, which... Is the HomePod Mini that good that they can get rid of the HomePod? I don't know, but they have anyway. What else? But do you know what we haven't seen? The 3 million things that we've been promised. The AirTags, that was a thing. The car, that's been a thing for years. All the things that we'd like. So a laptop with ports. Yeah, that, not seeing that either. But there was a rather large purchase made, wasn't there? Which was 2 iMacs. In 3 if you include Paul's. Paul pipped us to the post, didn't he? And Sarah's, that's 4. Yeah. But we all got the same model of iMac while we're waiting and waiting and waiting for something M1 related. But it could be here sooner than we think. But wasn't today supposed to be, as well as our birthday, which is obviously the most important thing, wasn't it supposed to be an Apple event? And it's not. And up to now... Because I've checked all day, every 30 minutes.
Yeah, I cleared the decks, specially.
You did?
Yeah, I got webinar cancelled.
Yeah. Well, there's still no event confirmed. Now, Mike said... Oh, is her ladyship getting treats? Oh, it's a red dentist stick! Oh, look at that. Where are you going to take that? Take it over to her mat. Yep. Curled up in bed with it. So I've been checking every 30 minutes and there's still no event confirmed for this time next week. Now Mike said, it'll happen. They don't need as much notice now anymore. Didn't Johnny get another MacBook? Oh, he did. He did, you're right. And we had an unboxing video. We did. And there was also another important purchase, not from Apple, but kind of tech related. The eye kettle. The eye kettle. And Neil got a MacBook Air and has had nothing but trouble with it ever since. I thought that one of his was a Pro. Was it a MacBook Pro or a MacBook Air? I thought it was a MacBook Pro, that. And that's why I was surprised he had so much trouble with it. But that has not been right since the day he got it, has it? So do we think there's a possibility that there may be an Apple event this time next week they've just not told us about yet? Because they don't have to send out invitations, do they? It would be a video one. So technically, they could just do it without telling us. That'd be bad. Or they could leave it until kind of Thursday this week, maybe. Do we think that's possible? I don't know what will happen with that. Would they leave it till the week after, based on the fact somebody else has already nabbed next Tuesday for a product announcement? We don't know. But it would have been really nice, wouldn't it, on our birthday to have been able to say, yay, there's going to be an event next week. Seeing as they've not hijacked our birthday. But no, nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's on the 23rd, Renee said, I heard. Well, yeah, I heard that too. But at the moment, it's not confirmed. That would make most sense because they would surely want to get the products out. Mind you, you know, it would still be March, wouldn't it? The following week, it'd be the 30th. So maybe it's going to be a week later than we even think so far. Don't know. I know everybody's saying the 23rd, but that doesn't mean that Apple are going to make it the 23rd, does it? But it might be. Who knows? But you know what? Not today. After Easter. They don't usually do one after Easter, only because if it got to April, and what day is it? Easter's the 5th? 4th?
5th, 6th.
4th. Yeah, it's the 4th, Mike, because we've got a live event. If they left it until after that, then you're only looking at May and maybe a couple of weeks in June before it's WWDC. See how the year's running away with us already? So I think leaving it till April would possibly be a bit late. Can you imagine if they just didn't do one at all? And people are speculating wildly for 7 weeks. Unbelievable. Oh, great, great fun. Anyway, it's been fantastic sharing the year with you. COVID, you know, not so good, but that was our reason. Maybe they're using the facilities for vaccines as Microsoft are doing. That'd be interesting. I don't see them letting anybody into the inner circle that is, you know, the ring at where Apple are. But there is the huge visitor centre. So they could turn that over to it. Isn't it something about school procurement closes fairly early for everything for the following year? I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't looked at the news today either. I got as far as opening up Edge on my phone. I've no idea what I was opening Edge for on my phone. But when I did, it was a huge picture of a panda. So I didn't get any further. I thought, well, that's perfection. So whatever I was looking for, never mind. Let's just sit and look at the panda. So pandas up there with lady pipes for calming us down. What else have we had over the year? There must have been other things. Honestly, there must have been. So they get a school-worthy product out in the early spring. Traditionally, they have done. I mean, at the moment, it's quite strange. The iPhone tends to be updated every autumn. But the iPad, they've got now two cycles going. So the Pro model was updated in the autumn of 2018, which was when I bought mine, and the spring of last year. So that wouldn't really be due an update until the autumn. So what they might do is update the less expensive model. But then didn't they already do that at some point in the autumn?
Somebody's posted this. Please join us for a special Apple event from Apple Park. Watch it online at apple.com. March the 23rd, 2021, 10 a.m. PST. Ha ha, got you.
It's not April the 1st, though, so why are they putting that in? That actually looks genuine, doesn't it? The artwork. Yeah. But I'm told no event confirmed at the moment. And I've got my RSS feed reader sat next to me. So surely if there'd been an event, it would all be in there. No.
They announced something on Apple Newsroom which basically confirms there's no event announcement today because they never do two newsroom posts in one day.
Do you know, Apple's newsroom is...
Apple Maps now displays COVID-19 vaccination locations.
I would have thought it would have done better if they could get some kind of sci-fi thing going where it could tell you where the positive people are and then you can avoid them.
Mm.
That would be amazing, but I don't think they're going to do that, are they? Right, have you got your headphones ready? Although I don't think it'll work, but never mind. At least you'd hear. Right. No, there's no event. Not at the moment. Not announced anyway. But because it's virtual, they don't need to give us that much notice. So it could be next week, could be the week after, or maybe they just won't bother. That's where we're up to with that. Is anybody actually in the market for anything that they might think would be released at that point? I mean, that they're not going to release a phone. I think if it was even the IMAX, WWDC might be a better time. I don't know. Let me know. Kim loves the penguin. Got to have a penguin. Got to have a penguin. And the penguin was all geared up for a party. So he had to be done. Pandas just calmed me for the entire year. So Alex is in the market for an iMac. I said I would get the whatever the M1 equivalent is. I don't know. Because then I'll be tempted to think, oh, the next release will be better and I'll wait for that one. And then 5 years down the line, I'm still waiting for that one. So I don't know. I'd have to see what's there. I did say I would, in a heartbeat, buy an M1 Mac Mini. Really to do server kind of jobs that I could log into headless and leave it strutting its stuff. So backing up Google Drive, Dropbox, OneDrive, you name it, and doing all servery side things, backing up my hard drives. But I decided not to based on the RAM. I might, if they updated that, might go for that for server side things as well. Kim needs an iMac, but you can wait a bit. That's the thing. The autumn makes sense because of when they released the last one, which was the back end of August. But maybe they won't wait that long. If they've got something new to show us. We've already seen those leaks with the colours, so there's that to think about. But there's also the fact that they've now retired the iMac Pro. Whatever they do, I'll predict it right now on our birthday show. It'll be more expensive. considerably more expensive. So I think the iMac will become the equivalent of the Mac Pro for years, very, very expensive by comparison to everything else, because the everything else is what they're aiming other people towards. So you could just have an iPad. You don't need a Mac anymore. You could just have an iPad, which incidentally reminds me, this I saw today. Where is it? It's in there somewhere with my links, which are somewhere in here. If only I knew where they were. So if I try and do a search for links, right, got it. I'm going to put a link in to show you this. This is rather nice, but it's not cheap. Not cheap at all. Right, but it's in a nice box. There you go. Oh, Simon's 15 in again. Excellent. Oh, Kim's got new kit waiting to get to room temperature. Oh, you tease. You are a tease indeed. Right, how about that? That is the Kensington Studio Dock for iPad. And when you look at it, doesn't that leg look suspiciously like the uber expensive monitor? Why is that not working? Come on, back we were. Got another one of those. It's a studio dock that turns your iPad into a tiny iMac. It really does. I'll put this at second link in because the picture on it's much, much better. There you go. There we go. Kim's still waiting to hear about Simon's Mini and how he likes it. Right. Come on, Simon. Share. Spill. I'm presuming that black flat bit at the front is a charger on that stand. If that was more affordable, I might give that a go. Even has a watch charging thing on it, which is, again, pretty stunning, isn't it? But you're buying something and turning it into something else and paying £400 for the privilege, so that's all a bit weird. Oh, Simon says, well, in caps. Excellent. Right, I'm going to make a suggestion. Right, no pressure. No pressure, and tech permitting. Who wants to come on and share something, either about MacBytes marooned and the last year, or maybe Simon wants to come on and talk about his Mini, or Kim and her secret? Let me know. If you want to come on and talk to us, let me know. Maybe just to say hello or share something, whatever. Seems to be good. It's one long series of answering notifications, requests and security queries. I remember that on the Mac. That's basically what would put me off setting up another one. Maybe that's why they've put this where you transfer stuff, Migration Assistant, just saying. But I don't like the Migration Assistant. Don't trust it. And I'm sure even if you did that, you'd still have to, oh, something's changed here. Cancel or allow. The cancel or allow drove me mad. And didn't you still get that last week?
I get that all the time.
Oh, can't be doing
that. I have to go into my webinar early. Screen share, just to see if it does cancel or allow. If it does, then I have to log out of whatever system we're using. You know, go to meeting or whatever, then go back in.
I did have one where I was about to share my screen and then I couldn't because it needed to reboot, you know, the app. And if I'd have tried rebooting the app, ridiculous, because I'm actually in a Zoom call. So I can't do that. So I had to talk them through it instead. Well, if you could see it, this is what it would look like, which is ridiculous.
Oh. Anthony said he'll come on.
All right, Anthony's going to come on. Okay, right. This is my Skype handle. And technically speaking, right, so would you, in fact, let me ask another question first. Do you want to come and do that now? Or do you want to book a day where you're going to be the star of the show? Because that's what we did. We used to do that at the beginning, didn't we? So, because we're already half an hour in. So what we could do, you're happy to talk about what you do. That would be great. Do you want to come in and do that now? Or do you want to do that like tomorrow? Get a little bit of prep time. I would have thought Tracy would have been at the head of that queue to come on and say hello and tell us all about a lady pipe. She's going to admit she bought a lady pipe. I don't think so.
Yeah, but Tracy's with Mr. Tracy.
Oh, Tracy's got to behave, has she? Oh, that's no good at all. That is no good at all.
She could only listen to 365 by pretending to be asleep.
Oh, that is genius. I'm loving that. Right, Anthony's going to book a day. Okay, you've got my email address, haven't you? The crew at MacBytes.co.uk will get you there. Tracy will come with flights, but she's prepping. Can you do it and prep supper at the same time? Well, I'll tell you what, right. Whose dinner is going to be nearest? So we'll book a day with Anthony. Whose dinner's going to be nearest? And they can come on first and just say hello. See, and may have to leave in a hurry. Okay, right. Tracy, you've already got me on Skype. You ping in, just say hello to everybody. Oh, Mr. T's there, that won't work. Come in and do that another day then. Right, okay, Simon, you've got me on Skype, haven't you? Give us a ping and come in and say hello to everybody. You should be live as soon as you come in. But, you know, anything could happen. So give me a ring. Let's see if that works. We'll keep Tracy for a Mr. T free day. Right, Simon's pinging. Excellent. Right. Ring in. Ring in, Simon. Do an audio call and we should be able to get you straight through and say hello to everybody. Waiting for Simon. Ping. Well, I got the text message, so that's a step in the right direction. So at least we're all connected. Just waiting for the call in. Oh, can you hear it ringing? Hello, Simon.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, do you need to do things?
I had you twice.
That's never good.
God,
I have
fixed
a rather
it.
Alarming Skype setup that means I don't have me twice.
So am I live on MacBytes?
You are. You
hello,
are.
MacBytes!
Come on, MacBiters, say hello to Simon.
Yeah, I've got a special message for my adversary, Kim.
Go on.
Yes, I know we don't see eye to eye on politics, Kim, but I love you! There we are.
Now that is how it should be. You don't have to agree. You just have to respect each other. Oh, fantastic. So,
I'm having one of the worst days of my life today, actually. I might just tell you very briefly about it. We decided to scrap our car a few days ago because it had become somewhat unreliable. And we went down to, you know, clear it out and get it ready for the guy coming to tow the car away and all of that stuff. And Mrs. T jumps into the car and turns the key and it fires up beautifully first time. And it's like, my God, what are we doing? We committed to basically... Anyway, it had just become ridiculously unreliable. So then we had to go, no, it's a terrible car. It's been killing us. So, it was just one of those things, you know, you... I don't know what to think. So then we spent the rest of the day trying to find a car, which, of course, in a pandemic when you can't test drive anything is a nightmare. And also changing over computers and tidy. Oh, it's just been madness today. Madness. So I thought, well, yeah, may as well finish it off by having a live call.
Why not? Why not indeed?
Highlights of your day.
I'm seeing here that Kim loves you too, Simon.
Oh, that's nice. I just thought I'd better say.
Oh, we've got a loving.
Hello, everybody else as well. But I thought I'd better settle that one straight away because, you know, we've had some crazy correspondences. I remember a while back Kim said, "Does he sit there biting his tongue like I do?" No.
No, Simon just says it.
I just don't care most of the time. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. We are all friends here. Absolutely. So how is your Mac Mini doing?
Well, it was kind of forced on me because my Hackintosh went bonkers. Basically, I couldn't figure out what was going on with the Hackintosh in the end. It could have been that the graphics card was dying. It could have been a number of things and the USB was going crazy. I've got a feeling it was the graphics card was dying and making everything go slightly bonkers, but it was one of the hardest things. Still haven't properly diagnosed it, but one of the hardest things I've ever had to diagnose on a computer. Nothing seemed to make any sense, and unplugging virtually everything on the machine and things were still going mad. So it could have been the motherboard, and the motherboard may have tripped the graphics card, but eventually the graphics card died and the situation was kind of forced on me. We happened to be out and about near Bristol and went and sat outside the Apple store and went to order a Mac Mini, but because of the specification I wanted, it had to come from China, it appears. So we were sat outside the Apple store for 5 minutes and then left without one when we realized we couldn't order it and collect it. And then they told me it was going to be 2 weeks, but it only took about 4 days to get here from China and turned up all of a surprise. So that was quite interesting. But apart from that, the main thing that I'm kind of missing from it, or that is a culture shock, is the fact that my Hackintosh had a huge amount of internal storage, which is now external storage on the Mac Mini. So I've bought one of these OWC USB 3.2 multi-drive enclosures that seems to be working really well, and some StarTech external enclosure for a hard disk drive that sits there and sounds a little bit louder than a hard disk drive probably ought to, you know, like a ticking time bomb every now and again. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing with a Mac Mini, is you think it's really small and neat, but actually by the time you add all the peripherals and the USB docks and all of the other gubbins that frankly in a lot of other machines would be internal, then you've got stuff all over your desk again before you know it. So, but it is a great machine. It works really well. And the thing that I completely forgot to think about was the fact that it was going to have Big Sur on it.
Oh, lucky you.
Well, yeah. Some of my audio equipment isn't going to work on it, but all of my work stuff works pretty much out of the box, which is great. But it is a non-stop parade of, this app would like to send you notifications, and, you know, Adobe InDesign would like to access the downloads folder. Really?
Sometimes I know. I can understand it needing to ask permission for the library folder, but the documents folder? The downloads folder?
Yeah, I get that. And all the time.
I don't know. A very interesting one, though, was Loopback. Do you use Loopback?
Certainly do. Using it right now.
When I went to use Loopback on Big Sur, it told me that it had to do some major security shenanigans. I had to reboot into recovery mode and go into some submenu and set a security policy that basically looked like, oh, you're that lax, are you? You're going to set the extremely lax security policy to enable certain libraries to use, I don't know what it was, some subsection of the, say hello to Elaine.
Oh, hello. Is that Mrs. Simon?
Yes, she's just back from shopping. And
no, Dusty, actually, I'm about to go out.
Say hello to Elaine. Okay, he's just staring at me. Sorry about that. He's stage fright there from Dusty.
Oh, poor Dusty.
He's tilting his head to one side and looking me in the eye.
Hello, no, Dusty.
Oh, he can't hear. He can't hear because I've got headphones on so that you're not echoing around.
That explains why he's looking at you strangely. Oh, dear. The owner's taken to talking to himself now.
So anyway, so I'm probably boring everybody with details.
Not at all. You know what everyone's like. They want to know all the details.
Well,
I didn't get that with Loopback on my MacBook Air. I did put Biggles on my MacBook Air as soon as it came out.
Oh, okay.
They did bring out a couple of little updates. So are you on version 2 of Loopback?
I'm on the very latest version of it. I think I had to re-download it for this OS. So, yeah, it's the latest. And I also updated Big Sur, which when the machine arrived, I don't know how long it's been on the shelf or whatever it is, or burning in or something. Mm. But I would have assumed that it would have been a very recent version of Big Sur that was on there. But when I plugged it in, the first thing I wanted to do was to update the operating system as well. So maybe it has been, just sat on the shelf in that spec in a warehouse in China for some time, but I was a bit surprised by that. I would have thought it would have been a few days old from when I bought it, because it was an unusual spec. I paid extra for the RAM expansion and the SSD expansion, which is ridiculously expensive, but it was really the only way that I would have felt happy using the machine. But I've got to say, I mean, it was £1,300, which is £600 above the base model, almost twice as much. But it is good. I haven't had any problems with it. It doesn't seem slow. I don't know what the thing is where everybody's using it and going, wow, that's amazing. I mean, I don't see any issues with it at all, but I'm not seeing anything that makes me think that's absolutely incredible. It just has no issues, if that makes sense. So I don't know what the test was that they showed to all the people in the Apple show reel that they showed in the Apple event that made them all absolutely agog. Haven't really seen anything like that. But having said that, it's a tiny little machine. And, you know, it's running all of the InDesign stuff that I can throw at it with huge photos and hundreds of pages like it was nothing. So that seems good.
You know, I'd much rather hear that from you than hear from the people who are like, it's amazing, because you don't believe it anyway. But the fact that, you know, it's a fairly decent spec, but it's not a Mac Pro that's like £20,000 and it's doing well, I'd much rather hear that.
Well, the weird thing is, the Hackintosh that I've got, I think you might have seen the case. If I got 30 of these Mac Minis, I could probably put them in the Hackintosh case and close the lid.
As long as you've got room in the Hackintosh case for the divorce papers that would arrive with the 30 Mac Minis. I don't think she'd be happy.
Yeah, but so far, oh, the other thing, it will run multiple monitors. It'll run two monitors if you're careful. I haven't actually done that, but a friend of mine who has exactly the same, you know, the M1 has been running it, and I've got the gubbins. So you run one off of the Thunderbolt and one off the DVI. So you need a Thunderbolt to DVI or DisplayPort converter. And then you can run a second monitor. And according to my mate, who said that was one of the things I wanted to know that it will do eventually. Apparently, it works seamlessly, and that's good. The other thing that I've used it with that needs a lot of horsepower is Logic, and a Logic file with an all I don't know, a few gigabytes worth of plugins and things running at the same time. Didn't seem to have any problems running that at all, and loaded it really quickly, so that was quite impressive.
It sounds fantastic.
Tracy's asking if I'm from Gloucestershire. Tracy, I'm originally from the Wirral, which is just south of Liverpool. Yes, and Mike calls me a Scouser, tell. But the Scousers,
I was very surprised when he came on. I thought he was going to talk Scouse.
They think that I'm from the posh bits just below Liverpool, frankly. Whereas all the people in North Wales would call me a Scouser, and anybody, you know, so, and Mike. But I may have picked up the Gloucestershire accent or Bristol accent a little bit, so I'm probably a bit of a mixture these days, I'm not sure. But can you tell that I'm from originally from near to Liverpool then, Elaine?
No, I don't think so, no. No, there's a bit, I mean, a Liverpool accent's very, very strong, and obviously you can tell that. There is, like you're saying, the Wirral, and it's a bit of a twang, but I can't hear that twang either.
So a couple of years ago, I went to the vet, and not me, I took...
I had visions then, but go on.
A cat that I had at the time to the vet, and the vet immediately said, well, you're from the Wirral. So, you know, some people can tell. But there we go.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I've got friends from over that way, and no. It is only a twang, though, isn't it? It's not a full, broad Liverpool accent.
No, it's just the residual echoes of a formerly, probably minor Liverpool accent. If my younger brother, you'd be able to tell immediately, but I think it kind of bypassed me a little bit. I think I lost it. When I was 17, I went to Devon. To college in Devon, and I think it just began to subside then.
I suppose mine changed a bit when I went to London, and then I went on to Oxford. So
for quite a while, when I was about 17, actually, it was extremely unattractive to have a Liverpool accent. It was when all of the Hillsborough thing was going on, and the Liverpool fans were being accused of all sorts of things that they didn't do. Mm-hmm. Some shocking things that the police were accusing them of, you know, rifling through dead bodies for, you know, and pickpocketing them off of the pitch and all of this stuff. It was horrific. And there was also that reputation for, you know, if you parked a car in Liverpool, you come back and find that it was on bricks and the wheels would be missing.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether I made a conscious effort to lose the accent or not, but there we go. Some people can still hear it, though. I mean, you know, some people say it immediately and some people don't. It may be that I haven't had too much to drink, but there we go. Well, when I say too much, I haven't had anything to drink. So maybe if I was a bit more lubricated, you'd be able to notice.
I think it depends on certain words as well. Certain words are said slightly differently in different places, and you can maybe pick it up from that. You sound absolutely fantastic, so don't worry about any of it. Doesn't matter at all. Well, Tracy's just got a very, very sharp ear, haven't you, Tracy? Can pick it up.
Posh Bristolian. Good Lord. Okay.
See, you never thought you'd hear the day, did you?
No, no, frankly. Well, there we go. Yeah, I'm obviously a bit of a hybrid these days. I better go.
Okay. Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me on as a guest.
And, you are very welcome.
Maybe I'll have, as you can tell, I'm probably a bit nervous and talking too much, but there we go. It was lovely to just have the opportunity to say hi.
Never worry about talking too much. How do you think I've gone on for 366 days?
Quite. Anyway,
okay, oh, good to hear
on
from
that
you.
Score, actually, thank you very much for everything that you've been doing. We've been having a right laugh, joining in, and it's a little happy family, isn't it? So it's been nice to be a part of during these trying times.
We certainly are a happy family, and we're glad that you're with us and Mrs. Simon, the baby Simons, and Dusty.
Great.
Don't forget Dusty.
Maybe speak to you again sometime.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon.
Nice, yeah, Simon.
Good night. Oh, he wanted to know about the quality of that call. I'll give that 5 stars. All ways round. So, I hope you all enjoyed that. We'll have to get a date with Tracy when Mr. Tracy isn't hanging around. And we're going to get Anthony Keed up on a certain day. So let me know, Anthony.
He's mailed us.
Oh, good. We already had a mail. Excellent. Right. I will sort that out. I haven't got my mail open at the moment, believe it or not. I've got everything else open at the moment. That was fantastic, wasn't it? Mm. Ooh, I would much rather hear it's good enough than I would it's amazing, because that reminds me of iOS-only fundamentalists who are busy telling me that the iPad is all I need. I actually was sat working in bed today. Don't ask. It's a long story. It's a long story involving a bit of an accident. So I was lying there and I was thinking, right, what was number one on my list to do? And it was making the links for the index underneath the blend modes video. Well, I thought, dual screen can do this. So I've got YouTube opening one side and I've got my GoodNotes opening the other. And I'm thinking, why am I not typing this? And then I thought, because I don't have an external keyboard, because obviously, you know, iOS to me is a portable device. I don't want, like Simon was saying, to carry a bag with it that weighs 15 stone that's got all the extra bits in it. So it's just the iPad. By the time I've got YouTube on one side and an app I can type into on the other, and then the keyboard pops up, can't see a thing. Certainly can't see the timings. So I would much rather hear it's good rather than it's amazing and you need to buy one straight away, and because then you're disappointed. I think if you think it's going to be good enough and it can do the job, great. And they did say, I don't know if Simon's had a chance to read this story yet, Adobe have announced, I think, that Photoshop is running 1.5 times faster on the M1 than the Intel. So that will doubtless help push it along a bit, which is excellent. You were surprisingly terrified. Oh, Simon. Do you know, many, many moons ago, we were doing a session. I cannot remember in what, but it could have been a MacBytes Live. And it would have been about 8 or 9 years ago when we very first started them, which was 2010. So it was in the few after we started. And we said to Graham, do you want to come on and say hello? And he said, yeah, okay. And all he needed to do, he didn't need to dial in or anything, because obviously we're doing the broadcast now with a radio station. Back then we had to use a platform, and the platform was Adobe Connect. So all you actually needed to do was give somebody speech rights. That was it. They didn't need to do anything else. Virtually all computers had a microphone in. So all I needed to do was push a button. Graham needed to push a button, and then that was it. And he came on and it was like he was absolutely terrified. And he said afterwards, you know, he said, I appreciated what you do in terms of doing a demonstration live. He said, but even speaking is too much. So that we didn't say, would you like to come again, Graham? Because we freaked him out the first time. Poor Graham. I think it's true, though. You don't really think, oh, that's fine, I'll try that. You know, when you watch people do things generally, isn't that what the Generation Game was about, why it was funny? Because you would watch people ice a cake in 30 seconds and then it was your turn to do it and you got 2 whole minutes and it still looked like an accident when you'd finished. If I'm not making it look easy, I'm not doing my job right. Simon, you were fantastic. So you've got to come on again. We want to hear all about your music. That sounds most interesting. And all about Logic. I used to use Logic to edit the show. Well, it wasn't intentional. No. I use GarageBand. Oh, she's got a chicken. She's probably sat on it. Used to use GarageBand at the very beginning. And then they took all the podcast features out. So I switched to Soundtrack Pro. You remember that? It used to ship with Final Cut Pro. With all of the other apps, there was Motion, there was Compressor. And it was made for the spoken word. So that was fantastic. And then they binned it. When they did the upgrade to Final Cut, where it became a Mac Store app, they binned it. And that was when I thought, well, would Logic work? And I had to do my own, you know, this is my list of requirements, and will it do that? And I did, and I used Logic for a long time and loved it. The only reason I think I switched to Adobe Audition was that had a few more features, whereas Logic's very much music based and not voice based. And obviously then I moved on from that and again and I ended up in Hindenburg, which is just voice based, although I do put music shows together in it. But I'm not trying to change the music. I'm not trying to make music. It's just a recording of music. But there you go. Calling in is a little daunting. Don't tell people that. That's part of being a good presenter, Simon. Let the person speak. You know, when you watch interviews like the Oprah one, and I thought she started asking a question and 20 minutes later she'd finished. And I thought, are you going to give them a chance to speak at all? So stay in the background. You were the star of the show there, Simon. Fantastic.
I used to call into radio stations.
Did you?
Mm.
Oh, I only did that once.
I used to call into Radio Manchester on their sports quiz.
No, I only did that once. And it was all a set-up job, that. Back in 1982, obviously I was a mere child, I had watched the World Cup. It was World Cup year. World Cup's every 4 years. And it was the 82 World Cup in Spain. And the local radio station were running a competition. And I wanted, what the prizes were, the first prize was a signed shirt from the England captain. But there were 25 second prizes of the album. And I wanted the album. That would have saved me buying the album. I was a child, what can I say? My first memory of the World Cup was 74, but I didn't really know what was going on. So when it came up to 1978, which was in Argentina, I had the league ladder and everything. You know, your World Cup wall chart stuff. Oh, yeah. I had everything and I loved it. So I had good memories of the 78 finals. So in 82, they decided they were running this competition. And I knew the answers to each and every one of the questions, because all the questions were either about the World Cup itself or, like, one of the questions was, where was the final held in 1978? And I thought, it was a real polite stadium in Argentina. So I duly filled in my postcard, which was a sealed down envelope, answers on the back, sent it off. And on the day it was announced, I think they always announced it on a Friday. I think so. Anyway, on the day it was announced, I was thinking, like, oh, can't wait for the announcement. And about an hour before the announcement, the phone rang. And this is a breakfast show. And the breakfast show was like, I think it started at 6 o'clock. But this was like 7:30. So the phone rang. That was unusual in this house. Dad was already at work. He worked very strange hours. And Mum picked it up and she said, yes, she is. Handed the phone over to me. And she called me down because I was getting ready for school upstairs. And she said, you know how in the old days you would cover the mouthpiece? And she went, it's Piccadilly Radio for you. I thought, why are they ringing me? So took the phone off them. You've won the competition. I thought, am I on air? And no, I wasn't. What they wanted you to do was, I mean, they didn't have obviously pre-record features back then, but what they were going to do was at the moment that they announced the winner, they would ring you live. They wanted to make sure that I answered, but I had to let it ring 3 times, you know, for make it look real. And make sure that it was me that answered and that I sounded surprised. So they said, can you sound surprised? And I went, I am surprised. So that was fantastic. So an hour later, the phone rang and I dashed on there. Oh, I think I've got I've still got an audio tape of it somewhere. I need to dig that out. Me aged, how old would I have been? 14.
Yeah, I rang into Radio Manchester on a quiz. It was Bleep the Scorer.
And did you win?
Yeah, it was Steve Coppell, and I won a book signed by him.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, Sarah did the same. Called into Capital Radio once and won £95.80. Had the number on speed dial at work. The one time you got through, the boss came in and asked me a question.
You know the butcher's near where I used to live?
Yep. You had the best shops really close, you know.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, not Frank, who worked there.
Who was one of the butchers.
Yeah. But the guy who owned it, his son used to run a pirate radio station in Stockport. So I used to ring in on a Saturday night.
In cahoots with a pirate radio station.
It's when I was sad and lonely.
Oh, and
had nobody to talk to on a Saturday night. So I rang in and then one day it turned out they got raided by the police.
I knew it.
I think I was on air. And all you heard is all this kerfuffle in the studio as the coppers are there.
Oh, there's never a dull moment with you, is there? Simon, that's exactly what I thought. When he mentioned Butcher and Frank in the same sentence, you just think Frank Butcher. I never even watched EastEnders.
Nah, not that Frank Butcher. Frank the Butcher. Wasn't Frank there a guy Butcher? Called Frank the Butcher in where we used to go shopping?
My Blackpool mind can't stretch that far back.
Blackpool or somewhere like that.
Probably. Oh, no, are you thinking of Peter and Lee's? We used to go up.
No,
to...
there's definitely a Frank the Butcher.
Yeah, probably was. We used to go up to the Fylde Coast, a little place called Cleveley's, on the way through to Fleetwood. They had the most amazing markets. Mum loved it. So we went up there and there was a lot of places that did like a full English breakfast. And this is a full Lancashire English breakfast. So, you know, you're going to need to take a wheelbarrow to take the extras home. And we were looking around at which one to go in. And there was one and it was called Peter and Lee's. Now, there was, would you say a group? Peter and Lee.
No, it was a duo.
Peters and Lee, it was called. This. It was a man and a woman. I don't know if there were a couple. And wasn't he blind?
Wasn't he blind?
Lenny, and he was blind. And they did duets. So we saw the name of this place and it was Peter and Lee's, not Peters and Lee. But we went in there anyway. Oh, it was fantastic. Oh, it was brilliant. They were so friendly. Real Lancashire welcome in there. And my dad had lived up there when he was evacuated in the war. So he was talking to them about, you know, the locality and that. I think we're in there about 2 hours, weren't we? Mm. I was like, well, never worry. Never mind about what we were supposed to be doing in the day. Don't worry about that. We just had a fantastic breakfast. So every time we went up there, that was the one we went in. Sadly, the last time we went, it had closed down. And to be honest, the town isn't anything like it used to be, is it? It's very sad. It's like nothing but stag do's, hen do's and kids on the rampage. So a lot of the shops decided it wasn't worth it and they shut down. So sad. It was a good place, that. Oh, so we're having great fun here on our birthday. So anybody else got any memories from this year? There's actually quite a few comments, isn't there, in Slack? So I need to go into Slack because I'm terribly behind in Slack. So let me go into Slack because I think there was a thread, wasn't there? Oh, I hope I don't miss anybody out.
I don't think they were married.
I think people like to think they were. Oh, I'm loving Kim's doorbell. That looks amazing. Up and running. So far, good. Chime you're using is a dog barking. Kim Kiever is perplexed. Poor Kiva. I did the dog barking thing with Lola and she didn't take a blind bit of notice. And then I thought, well, maybe, you know, it's the wrong kind of dog. So I got a recording of her barking and played it back. Nothing. Just no reaction at all. You'd swear she was deaf. Anyway, it looks fantastic. So we've also got another one here from Kim, which is new kit out of the COVID cave. Can't wait to open it tomorrow. Do we have any sneaky thoughts as to what it might be? Oh, I'm going to keep quiet on that just in case. Right, I'm actually looking. I've got one there from Paul. So what I'm going to do is something I don't always do. I don't know why I didn't think of doing this. You can actually use a bookmark and add something to your saved items. And that way you can reply to it later, because I swear I come and think, yeah, I'm going to reply to that. And before I know it, it's disappeared. Slack bemuses me on a regular basis. So Renee's got a video here that she's shared. Will the Apple event take place on the 23rd? And here's some release rumours. 32-inch iMac Pro. Would you, if it was there, Mike? Because I know you've got issues with Excel. He's having a ponder.
Would I?
Would you? Would you buy it? He really is pondering that.
No.
We've come to a decision. It would be a no. There you go. I don't know whether I would or whether I wouldn't, but it's always nice to see these things. The problem is, when Apple brings something out and it's a completely new thing, the next gen's way better. It's happened with the iPad, happened many, many times. So I don't know. We'd have to see how that goes, but we will. Right. Is it on there what I'm looking for? I've no idea. So I'm actually doing this live because I'm trying to find the thing that I think I saw. But I only saw a notification and then it flew round and then I missed the rest of it. So let me try and catch up. Oh, there's some amazing photos there. They're from Tracy. Right, so I'm going to put a thing on that as well. That was when you were up to 58. Oh, but you've done it now. You've done it now. Right, where did that go? Okay, this I think was the one that I was looking for, because there's loads of comments on that one, which is from Kim. So I haven't managed to read this yet, so this is totally live. There you go. It's a Mac mini box according to the barcode. Ooh, Renee, that's cheating. Checking barcodes. Right, Kim says, now that we are at our 1 year anniversary of Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, I just wanted to thank Elaine and Mike for being there for us each day during this pandemic. The two of you are the most giving of people, and for that I will always be grateful. You have touched so many lives during this incredible period we are all living through. We've had ups and downs, times of fun, times of great loss and hardship, but we'll always be able to count on you each and every day to lift our spirits and to bring a community together. Thanks so much for sharing your talents, your passions and your joy with us. I am blessed to know you. Thank you so much. Hugs from me and Kiva. By the way, you've also entered into my unconscious as I dreamt last night there was 1,000 frozen chickens found at Old Trafford. The way this year and last year has gone, it's only a matter of time. So Kim says, love to you both and to all the MacBytes family on this our anniversary. Thank you, Kim. That is lovely. I'm going to put a one on all of those there. And we've also got replies to that as well. So let me go and find the replies to that. Right, I've got them. Hang on. Renee first, you said it beautifully. I couldn't agree more. Elaine and Mike have been constant in a turbulent year, and like you, I'm grateful for the fun and information you both share with the world. Hopefully Maroon ceases to exist very soon, since that will mean the end of our lockdown. Until then, you've made lockdown more bearable for all of us. And you joining Kim in thanking us. Thank you very much, Renee. That is wonderful. And Paul says, couldn't have said it better himself. Thank you all. Been looking forward to each Maroon during COVID. We've enjoyed following your adventures as well, Paul. Thank you very much for that. Debbie says, you've eloquently put into words what I've been feeling. Well done. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you, Elaine and Mike. Thank you, Debbie. One of the Debs. Oh, a whole host of Debs. And thank you, Peter, who's agreed as well. And also Paul Murphy. Nicely put, Kim. It's been an absolute pleasure and sanity saver to have Elaine and Mike at the centre of the small group of international friends. It'll be a very mixed moment when it ends, though I'm sure the bonds of friendship will continue. Well, absolutely, because obviously we've still got Slack. In fact, we had Slack, didn't we? Slack was already there. Mm. I remember announcing Slack the first Christmas Eve show we did. And it was quite comical. The history behind that was about 4 or 5 years ago, we looked at Slack. And, you know, it was when it was like, oh, there's Slack. And it's like, oh, we'll have to have a look at it. So we had a look at it. And I said, this would be nice for MacBytes. And we tested everything and we put channels up and everything, and I'm like, yeah, this would work. And there was one issue, and the one issue is in the system preferences, not the system preferences, your account, you couldn't hide your email address. Slack was working on the principle you all worked for the same company and you would want to see somebody's email. But obviously, if it's externally facing, then you don't. So we pondered it and I said, no, we can't do it. We can't do it. Because you'd have to say to people, make sure that you put in an email that, I mean, obviously we wouldn't spam you, but you've got no control. Anybody who was in the group. Anyway, we started having a look at it again. And I said, can you hide the email address yet? And yes, you can. So that was the point. I think it was early December 2019. Yes, 2019 it would have been. And I said, oh, that would be amazing. There, let's do that. So we then went in and tidied it all up and put the channels in that we thought people would like. And we opened it up on Christmas Eve. And yeah, it's good that that is there. It's good that that is there. Yes, exactly. We are indeed glad that Renee joined us. We're grateful for each and every one of you. At the beginning, obviously, you know, we decided we'd do this for 5 days. And it was like, well, this is something new. A lockdown. This is new. Oh, we're marooned. And that's where it came from. And we do 5 days. And I remember saying that people, although people are at home, obviously, hence marooned, they may have other things to do. I said, we could actually, you know, start a show and be talking to ourselves. And I think once, about 3 weeks in, we started at 7 o'clock. And I don't think anybody was there bang on 7 o'clock. And I thought, oh, this is it. You're going to just be talking to yourself. Luckily, Jonathan appeared a couple of seconds later and then everybody came in. But, you know, we were mindful of the fact that people have lives and maybe don't want to be in the same place every day. And that we could well be talking to ourselves. And, you know, that has never happened. Apart from that day when it was just a little bit late. There's always been a gang of you with us every single day. And you believe me when I say we both appreciate each and every one of you. Obviously, it would not be the same without you. How could it be? You have kept us sane as well. I mean, it's been bizarre, chaotic. And I think you understand us way better than people that we know in real life. You know, all this, there's my online friends and my real friends. I don't make any distinction whatsoever. Everybody's a real friend. You're either a friend or you're not a friend. But local friends are more like, can't wait to get out of the door. And I think we discuss stuff as like, I'm not at all sure that's a good idea. And there's no kind of, yeah, but I want to go to the pub. We're far more sensible, you know, not a COVID idiot amongst us. But we know plenty of COVID idiots, don't we Mike? Oh, we do. I remember your mum at the beginning being quite blasé until people started dying in numbers. And then it was like,
12 months since I've seen her.
It is 12 months.
Apart from the accident she had the other day.
Oh, that was
funny. When she FaceTimed me by accident.
The phone rang. Mike picked it up. And did she say, I can see you first?
I think so. She'd rung me and we got cut off, so she rang me back. But she FaceTimed me by accident.
But Mike heard the phone ring, picked it up and put it to his ear, just as she said, I can see you. So, yeah, she was doing an ear exam, really. Yeah, the last time we saw your mum was just over a year ago now, wasn't it? Which is shocking. But, you know, we keep up to... I mean, you've spoken to her every day.
Yeah.
You've probably spoken to her more than you would have done if we were going out and meeting her. But that's how it goes, isn't it? Paul says, I've seen IT projects with worse estimates. Well, you know, we're probably going to be in this for 3 weeks, so let's do the 3 weeks. And then it just went on. We did think in the summer, you know, when Independence Day came and Boris deemed it wise to let everybody out. That wasn't the best idea Boris has ever had. We figured, you know, the figures did drop and keep dropping. And it's like, well, maybe the end of August then, by which time we were back in lockdown again. We were out of lockdown. We have been out of lockdown, believe it or not, in Manchester for a few days. A few days. And then at the end of July, we still had restrictions until something like the 20th. And by the 24th or something, we were back in lockdown. Not the rest of the country. They just put us in lockdown where you couldn't meet in people's gardens. And that was the week that the Catinians had decided they were going to have this garden thing where six people went to visit like person A in their garden, and then a different six went to visit person B in their garden. It was going to be great. That was the night they said, we're going to change this a bit. Fair enough. That was about 10 o'clock. So Mike said, yeah, but you can still meet up in gardens. You just can't meet up inside. And then something was announced at midnight, right? It comes in at midnight. By 2 a.m., you couldn't meet in people's gardens either. And the thing was, this was the morning. This was the Friday morning by this time of the day that they were meeting up in the gardens. So I'm sat here at 2 o'clock thinking, sure, Mike said you could meet in a garden, but you can't. And then I'm thinking what that means. And I'm thinking there are people asleep right now who think they're having a party in the garden tomorrow, later today, but they're not. So I remember telling Mike when he got up, you know that garden thing? He said, yeah. I said, it's off. They changed their mind at 2 o'clock in the morning. So we were just watching the Catinian WhatsApp group and waiting for it to explode. First person out of bed was Nina at 7:30. And she posted and said, what? And then it kicked off.
We can't see our friends.
Yeah, can't see our friends. Oh, dear, dear me. So, yeah, that IT projects are probably one of the only things where the estimates have been worse. That's why I'm not making any predictions. But can I just say, you know, the email that you get every day as a reminder, and today's had a different image. The image itself obviously needs a name when I save the image. And the image was the same. It was called the same. It's marooned at MacBytes HQ. And I tagged on the end, year 01. I wasn't risking just putting one in case we get to the 9-year mark. So I'm being very, very careful. Very careful. I don't think we'll get beyond 99 years, though, so I left it at just the two. Should have told Jonathan that one. Oh, Anthony says he's really enjoyed it. Nice to have been a part of it. Thank you for starting. You are very welcome, Anthony. And we just need to sort out a day where you can come on and share what you do as well. And I think Tracy's going to come back on, surely. Tracy's been on once. I don't think Tracy's shy. Mind you, you never know. Anything could happen, couldn't it? So hopefully Tracy will be with us. And maybe, Kim, you could talk about your dentistry work. We'd love that. We would. No pressure on anybody, though. No pressure. Sarah says, it's been a lifesaver. So grateful to you, Elaine and Mike. You are a very welcoming group. It's helped me to stay connected with people and learn lots of new stuff as well. Well, that's the idea. That's the idea. I learn lots when you ask questions. I mean, I wouldn't have probably put together the yoga thing. I'd have probably used other data, and it wouldn't have been the same, would it? And then because I was looking at yoga, then I found that template, and then I could pass that on to you, so you could like look at that and think, you know, what from here can I add to mine? That's how it all works. Johnny should be getting that puppy. Do you know, I think he's up to mischief. I do. I think Jonathan is up to mischief. I reckon it's either a dog or a new flat, one or the other. Because he said, my flat isn't big enough for a dog. A puppy, he said. My flat isn't big enough for a puppy. And I'm thinking, well, unless you're going for a Newfoundland, of course it would be big enough. I mean, Lola's in here with us. And, I mean, there's enough room to move around, but surely. So he's up to mischief. I'm sure we'll find out what that mischief is in the end. We will find that out. But at the moment, Tracy needs to come back to express my profound appreciation to everyone for the love and support in a complicated year. No problem at all, Tracy. I'll make sure that every day we've got the Skype thing ready. And then whenever it's convenient and you've got Mr. T asleep somewhere or out with Piddle Pooch, then you can come on and say howdy doody. That would be fantastic. A dog in a new flat. Well, the other thing that made me think that, Alex, was that he decorated. He's lived with that wallpaper for quite a long time. You remember the one that he sent through and we were like, oh, wow. He's lived with it for all those years and then he decorates. And plus the fact, you know, been in lockdown for a year, looking at the same four walls. Maybe moving would be a good idea. I don't know. He does have a very central location. It's a lovely, lovely location in Manchester. Hence seeing the kayakers on the water that runs next to the building. Can't see a kayaker without thinking Lady Pipe now, but even though. So it could be a dog, you never know. We did do our best to sell him on a dog. We did, we've actually got a show, because all the maroons have names, you know. Now, the only place you'd see those names is in the feed, because I am terribly behind putting the blog posts up. But that's a software issue. Don't ask. It gets complicated. But if you just check the feed out, you'll see the name. So I think the one with Jonathan, when we're talking about, was it before or after he had his jab? Let's go back. No, that's Groundhog Day. So it must have been after there. I think it was How Much. So let me go to the search and find the very show where we discussed his dog. Right. There's two for How Much. One was day 268, How Much, Leaving the Orbit of Reality. That'll be an Apple product. But the other one was day 342. And the show title is How Much is Jonathan's Doggy on the Website? So, fingers crossed, we'll have news from there. Tracy was going to say, would he give up that view? It is a lovely place. It is nice. But who knows? Who knows? Exactly. You see, the women clock these things, don't they, Kim? He's painted the flat and he's throwing things out. And he said there's potentially something life-changing happening. And we all said, dog, but maybe not. Because, you could have your 17 spiralizers and a puppy. That wouldn't be a problem. So maybe. Oh, maybe he's moving near us. Oh, the other thing, though, do you know what he does have where he is that I would not be wanting to give up? The most amazing internet. There is an internet company, an ISP, they're based in the north of England. And the package they've got, you have to have, you can't just sort of put it in a house. It has to be like a block of flats or a business. And everybody has to agree to have the same thing. And I think the upload and download is a gig each, which is like, who would move and lose that? That was what I thought when I went to Scotland and thought Scotland looks fabulous. But, and the but was, internet was a bit ropey. So however amazing it was, no internet. Oh, that's another good point. His neighbours are a bit loud with their COVID party. They are. And, you've got to think about, to get out of the flat, you have to, or to get out of the building where the flat is, you have to use the same door handles and stair rails that they're using. And they're having silly COVID parties. So safety-wise, not the best. But I was quite shocked with that because it's a lovely place. These flats aren't cheap. Why are people doing stupid things in them? I don't understand that, but there you go. What are you up to, madam? What's she doing? I can't see her.
Nothing.
Oh, she being good? She'll have been good for too long. Alex thinks there will be lots of dogs for rescue after this. Well, dogs are certainly becoming. That would make sense. But what's happening in this country is terrifying. And obviously there was at least one story of this coming out from the States with Lady Gaga and her dogs. But dog thefts are up 380%. And we're talking like a van will follow you when you're walking your dog. And there'll be two people who dive out. And one will like restrain you while the other, they don't even bother taking the lead off. They just cut it. They just cut the lead, grab the dog and they're gone. And that is absolutely rife here. There must have been a story about that every day for the last 4 or 5 months. To the point you're terrified in taking your dog out. And to take a dog out, let it off the lead, no chance. Our only saving grace with Lola is that she looks identical to Maya. And when we had Maya, we went down to London and it was a Sunday market in Wembley. And there was these girls and they spot Maya and they're like, oh, how adorable. Is it a girl? Is it a boy? Can we pet it? Oh, my. And they were all over Maya like a rash. And he loved that. Oh, he loved an audience. But we were walking into the market and there was this guy. He must have been 6'6". He was built like a barn door. Real like, you'd have in a dark alley, you'd have gone the other way. This big, huge fella. And he saw the dog and jumped and went, oh, my God, does it bite? Men look at Samoyeds differently to women. It is, honestly. That has happened to us so many times that the women aren't in the slightest bit frightened. They're straight over and wanting to pet Lola or Maya. But men, no, they run the other way. we used to have a postman that came up and he would put the things through the door. And obviously, Mayo would hear somebody coming up the path. He would jump on a chair that was next to the window and he'd put his head underneath the curtain. So he was slobbering all over the glass, barking like crazy. There wasn't a postman that wanted to come up the path and the dog was on the inside. But when you'd got a collector for like the heart research or something, and it was a woman, she'd be knocking on the door going, oh, isn't the dog adorable? He's doing exactly the same thing. So it's not as though he was being more aggressive to men than women. It's just that the men seem more afraid. So that's our only saving grace. Maybe they'd be afraid of taking a dog that might attack them. At the moment, it's mainly things like Jackapoos, Labradors, the kind of soft dogs and smaller dogs. And they seem to be taking them off older people who are less likely to fight back. But that is just horrific. Where are they selling them? Because normally it's like a bloke in a pub, isn't it? But they're closed. So you're stealing dogs. Where are you selling them? I don't know. I do not understand it. It's just sick. But hopefully there'll be people who want a dog when it's finished. And maybe they're just not taking a dog on right now. But lots of people have been getting lockdown puppies and then having to go back to work. Even existing dogs may have problem with separation anxiety. That's true. We've thought that through, Anthony, with Lola. And it's like, you know, what do you do about it? And we figured if we ever reach a point, and obviously that's not, we haven't even had a sniff of a vaccine yet. So by the time you think, well, you know, there's a 2-week lead up to it, even if you got an invitation today, you've got a 2-week lead up to it, then you've got 3 weeks before you're safe or something. And then you've got to wait for the next one and then another 3 weeks after that. So we're reckoning, even if, you know, you've got the letter today, you're looking at 4 months minimum. And we figured we'd just have to go out and be in the garden and watch her on the CCTV and sit out in the garden for like, you know, 2 minutes and then 5 minutes and then 10 minutes and get her back to where she was originally, where she didn't mind. I mean, with her first family, they all worked. There was nobody at home. So she was used to being on her own for sort of 6-7 hours. And well, I wouldn't say maybe 6-7 hours, but get her used to an hour or so on her own. I don't know how that's going to go, but what we'll see. She's obviously more important to us than going out. So however it works out, it'll be fine. But I think people have wanted dogs for company, haven't they? And maybe not thought this through. Although there are businesses that people will carry on working from home. You think about it like Thornton's, not that they're working from home. That'd be good, wouldn't it? That's a job I could do. But Thornton's. Yeah, chocolate factory at home. Yeah. Thornton's have closed down all of their retail shops. They're not going to reopen. So they'll be taking their stuff online. So people who have been on furlough with them, if they decide to take a job online, you know, with orders and things, then they will be continue to work from home. So many people probably won't ever go back out to work, I can imagine. Anthony used to have a miniature poodle. He was blind and had arthritis. One dustman was stood at the gate saying, can you call your dog in? Would have taken half an hour to find him. That's what I mean. It's like guys have this thing of they are afraid of dogs. I don't mean generally afraid of dogs, just like they wouldn't risk it. Their first thought is self-preservation. Even if you've got the softest dog on the planet, Mayo would have probably licked him to death. Samoyeds are not known for being, I would say, the best. I mean, they're not going to attack somebody, you know, but a staffy would have a reputation. I mean, next doors have a staffy. And we always say, you know, when we're out, the staffy next door patrols both gardens. But Sammies are quite gentle. But woe betide you, if you're coming up the path, maybe Lola has picked up on what Maya knew, that I'm not fond of people coming up the path unless you bring in a box with you, unless you're a deliverer, go away. So maybe she's picked it up from that. But yeah, men just seem a little bit more timid than women. Obviously, if a lady already has a thing with dogs, so Rachel is not a big fan of dogs. Mind you, I'm not surprised, really. I mean, she wasn't a big fan of dogs to start with. She doesn't like dogs jumping up at her because she's quite tiny. She's really tiny. And she says, like, you know, if a dog did jump up at her, it could knock her flying, seriously. So she wasn't a great fan of dogs in the first place. But she figured when she was out for a walk not long ago that there was a guy and he was walking a trainee guide dog. So she figured she'd be okay with a guide dog. It bit her. It isn't a guide dog anymore. I mean, she didn't do anything. It just bit her. So I can understand she's not fond of dogs, but she came to visit Lola, didn't she? I mean, she'd seen Lola before at the parish centre. We used to take her into the parish centre on a Sunday morning. But this was the first time she'd like come to the house and Lola was there. Well, obviously, Rachel considers I'm her mum, her second mum. So Lola and Rachel would then be sisters. So Rachel sits down on the sofa. Lola decides she's staying. She sits right across her feet. And when she stood up to go, Lola's dancing in front of her, making sure that every time she tries to take a step, she can't. Oh, it was just hysterical, wasn't it? I had to hold on to Lola in the end so Rachel could leave the building. So the two of them love each other. I think it just depends on the dog and your perception of it. There's doggy daycare, which seems to be expanding. That's true. I've seen so many doggy daycare centres. One of them was next to the vet that we use. I think Lola would do well in doggy daycare. Maya wouldn't have done. No way. No way. He had never known anything other than his family. And there was somebody with him 24/7. Either my mum was in or I was in. And then other times maybe Dad would have been in on his own. But very, very occasionally. Very occasionally. So I don't think he would have... He was literally never left on his own. I don't know how he would have behaved on his own or... No, I couldn't have imagined taking him to doggy daycare. No. Because he needed to be top dog. That was the thing with Maya. He had a personality all of his own, let's put it like that. And there was no holding him. Oh, poor Kiva. Kiva had separation anxiety. You took her to daycare once a week and it helped with the separation anxiety. Clean the house when she was gone. I think with Lola, I think she'd do pretty well. I do think she'd do pretty well. I don't know what will happen with that. But then I don't go out to work. I stopped going out to work when we got Maya. So I would work from here anyway. So that leaves just you, doesn't it? Mm. Would you rather work from here or work from work?
Here.
The right answer, Mike, but possibly taking a little bit too long to get there. Shall we try that again?
Yeah.
Where would you rather work, Mike? At work or here?
Here.
That's better. You see the difference in the timing makes. She's not bad with the vacuum cleaner. She's less good with the hairdryer, so cleaning the house. She's going to blow her coat shortly, isn't she? I'm reckoning within the next 2 weeks she's going to start to blow again. So if we totally disappear or sound muffled, you know why. It's wall-to-wall fur. I'm glad you noticed that took a little bit too long, Alex. So did I. Well, it's been an absolute blast spending our first year together. Wow, that is unbelievable. And yesterday, you know, when it said 365, you're thinking that's a year. But no, 2020 demanded one more from us. 2020 was very demanding, very demanding. But we are now into year two. We're going to need to like theme these years, aren't we? Could year two be year two, the release? If year one was year one, captivation. Captivity. Oh, never mind. Right. Well, we've enjoyed the entire year and we've particularly enjoyed tonight. So I'm going to go and check when people can come on. So if you would like to come on and talk to us about anything, maybe like yoga or dentistry or anything, new kit that you've got, or just to say hello, let us know. The crew at mattbites.co.uk or any other way that you can get in touch with us. Put it on Slack, whatever. We would love to hear from you. We will key you all up. And it was fantastic to hear from Simon tonight. And hopefully we will have the rest of you coming on very, very soon. Oh, and thank you for sharing our birthday with us. It means the world to us. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time for the start of year two. Stay safe, guys.